Success isn't yours to define, it's God's alone. By Steve Martin and Andre Snyder. The world tells us that success is something we achieve, a goal we reach, a legacy we build, a purpose we fulfill. Even in Christian circles, success is often tied to what we do for God, winning souls, growing ministries, making an impact. Yet here's the truth. Success is not something we create, it's something that God determines. And since He alone is sovereign, the only success that matters is the fulfillment of His plans, not ours. God's plans stand, ours do not. We like to think that we have control. We make plans, set goals, map out the future. But the reality is, God alone writes the story. The Lord foils the plans of the nations. He thwarts the purposes of the peoples. But the plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purposes of His heart through all generations. Psalm 33, 10-11. It doesn't matter how much effort we put in, how strategic we are, or how much we want something. If it's not part of God's plans, it will not happen. At the same time, nothing can stop His plans from unfolding exactly as He intended. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, but God positioned him to save nations. Pharaoh hardened his heart, but God used him to display His power. Judas betrayed Jesus, but God had already planned redemption through the cross. Every detail, good, bad, or devastating, serves His purpose, not ours. Success has nothing to do with you. We've been trained to believe that success is about our choices, actions, and faithfulness, as if we have the power to alter the course of God's sovereign plans. But we don't. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Isaiah 46:9 and 10. God isn't waiting for us to get it right so that His plans can move forward. His will is unfolding perfectly, through us, despite us, beyond us. That means your failures do not derail His plans. Your successes do not guarantee anything outside of His will. Your obedience is not what makes His plans work. It's what aligns you with the peace of trusting it. We don't build success. God defines it, controls it, and fulfills it. What if your failure is God's success? Humanly speaking, success is about results, what we accomplish, how much impact we have, what we leave behind. But what if God's definition looks nothing like ours? Noah spent 100 years building an ark while people mocked him. Was that failure? Jeremiah preached for decades and no one listened. Was that failure? John the Baptist was imprisoned and executed. Was that failure? Jesus was rejected, crucified, and abandoned by His closest followers. Was that failure? Number, because God's success is measured by His plans being fulfilled, not by human expectations. What looks like failure to us may be the exact success that God ordained. If success is only about the fulfillment of God's plans, then there is no pressure to get it right. You are not in charge. 1. Let go of the illusion of control. You don't make or break God's plans. You don't carry the weight of success. He does. 2. Stop measuring life by human standards. The world defines success by influence, growth, and achievement. God defines it by His will being done. 3. Trust that what happens is exactly what was meant to happen. There are no accidents, no detours, no plan B with God. Everything unfolds as He intended. 4. Rest in the freedom of His sovereignty. If He controls all things, then there is no pressure, no striving, no fear of failure, just trust. At the end of it all, only one thing matters. Did God's plans come to pass? And since He is absolutely sovereign, the answer is always yes. So stop chasing human definitions of success. Stop trying to force results. Stop fearing failure. You are not writing the story. God is. And that means success is already guaranteed because His plans never fail.